From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Kurt Vonnegut fans have a lot to look forward to this month. The author would have been 90 years old on Sunday. And this weekend, Orchestra Miami is presenting a rarely performed piece with a libretto by Kurt Vonnegut.
A victory march? Almost. Not quite.
There's also a new book of Vonnegut's letters, and next weekend, the book's editor Dan Wakefield will be discussing that at the Miami Book Fair International. First, I'm joined by Orchestra Miami's director, Elaine Rinaldi. Elaine, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
The original piece by Igor Stravinsky is called The Soldier's Tale. It was a fictional story with classical music interspersed with theater. The version you're doing is called An American Soldier's Tale. Tell me about the difference.
The major difference is Vonnegut completely rewrote the story. He chose the true story of Private Eddie D. Slovic.
Eddie Slovic, the only American soldier executed for cowardice since the Civil War.
And it changes the whole tenor of the piece because it's now loaded with the irony of war, which Vonnegut obviously knew plenty about.
Right, he was a World War II veteran and he had been a prisoner of war.
And he was also a well-known pacifist.
Stravinsky's music and Vonnegut's words were written more than 70 years apart. What do you think they bring to each other?
This music is quite interesting and edgy. It was composed in 1918, and Stravinsky was extremely influenced by jazz. Jazz was a brand new medium at this time. To the ears of that time period, this is completely revolutionary music.
All right, well, Elaine Rinaldi, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
And now I'm joined by the writer Dan Wakefield. He used to live here in Miami, and now he's in Indianapolis, which is where he's from and where Kurt Vonnegut's from. Wakefield edited the new book of Kurt Vonnegut's letters. And Dan, I know that you and Kurt Vonnegut were friends for many years, but what did you learn about him through the process of reading through all these letters?
Well, I didn't quite realize how deeply he felt that he was kind of pigeonholed by critics as a science fiction writer. I think his only novel that received great acclaim, for instance, in the New York Times was Slaughterhouse-Five. He wrote about imaginary planet as well as things on Earth, but they were all really about humanity, and I think his great message was one of kindness and mercy.
Kurt Vonnegut wrote so many books, obviously. He wrote a few plays and even a libretto, as we just heard. But letters are so personal. They're really a different kind of writing. What do you think readers can learn about him through these letters that they couldn't by reading his work?
Well, I'd like to read from a letter he wrote to the chairman of the Drake School Board in Drake, North Dakota. That school board had banned his book, Slaughterhouse-Five. They burned it in the high school furnace. He wrote, "If you were to bother to read my books, to behave as educated persons would, you would learn that they are not sexy and do not argue in favor of wildness of any kind. They beg that people be kinder and more responsible than they often are. It is true that some of the characters speak coarsely. That is because people speak coarsely in real life." The letters to his children are very moving. He has a letter to his son, Mark, who's about to graduate from college in 1968. And he wrote a letter saying, "Please, for your mother's sake, get a haircut before graduation. It'll make her very happy."
Dan Wakefield will be discussing Kurt Vonnegut's letters on a panel with Vonnegut's son Mark next Sunday at the Miami Book Fair International. And Orchestra Miami performs the Florida premiere of An American Soldier's Tale with the libretto by Kurt Vonnegut tomorrow night in Miami and Sunday in Pinecrest. You can find out more at WLRN.org. From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Alicia Zuckerman.